In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, today is the feast of Saint Polycarp, who was the bishop and martyr. And he is one of those saints which you might call is one of the most Catholic you can imagine. First of all, he is very good example of quoting and pointing to Protestants, how even in the early church, so many of the doctrines of the Catholic Church were already seen in very clear light. Saint Polycarp was a bishop of Smyrna, and he was a disciple of Saint John, the beloved apostle. So he belongs to the very early history of Roman Catholic Church. Saint Polycarp wrote a letter to Philippians and asking them to show to each other mutual love. This is, of course, basic things we as Catholics who share the same mystical body of Christ should always love one each other, so that we who will share the same heaven in the everlasting kingdom might get a glimpse of it already here on earth. But Saint Polycarp, even though he was, like Saint John, a great apostle of love, like Saint John, he was also a great apostle of uncompromising faith. When speaking of love, Saint Polycarp remembered also to speak about hate. We as Catholics, we cannot ever hate anyone, not even the most cruel person in the world. But there is something which we as Catholics, we should and must hate, and that is heresy. Saint Polycarp, the great apostle of love, was also greatly opposed of heresy. As we learn in our Saint Gertrude the Great School, heresy means the denial of one or several Catholic doctrines. Catholic faith is not something you can pick and choose. You must to accept it all, or you will reject it all. So Saint Polycarp clearly showed already after the first century that anything connected with ecumenism, or thinking that maybe there are several churches of Christ, is deadly wrong. Saint Polycarp, when he saw that one of the heretics named Marcion came to Rome, he asked namely Marcion, when seeing Saint Polycarp, that, "Do you know who I am?" And this apostle of love, Saint Polycarp, answered, "Yes, I know you for the firstborn of Satan." And these were words of our saint, who was most loving and most charitable, and especially noted for his compassion to sinners. But Saint Polycarp, he hated heresy because he loved God and he loved man so much. He loved God who had created him, and he loved men so much that he wanted all of them to be saved. And you can only be saved by holding the Catholic faith, something which you cannot pick and choose. There was then in the year 167, when persecution broke out in Smyrna, where Saint Polycarp was the bishop, and when he heard that his persecutors were at the door, he said, "The will of God be done." And meeting them, he begged to be left alone for a little while, and then that hour he spent in prayer for the Catholic Church throughout the world. So in his history and example, Saint Polycarp already confessed, even in the second century, that the true Church of Christ was the Catholic Church, established on the rock of Saint Peter and under the care and the rule of the bishops, of which he was one. And he was about to be put to death, And when he was asked that, won't you rather give up the Catholic faith and spare yourself from certain death, he answered, 86 years I have served our Lord, and he never did me wrong. How can I blaspheme my King and Savior? What a great example to us. Always hold the Catholic faith, always be ready and willing to confess our Lord Jesus, even if he would cost us our own life. So many people in today's world, they want comfort, they want certainty. And as a Catholic, we can never guarantee comfort or certainty or even sparing of our lives, but we can guarantee that if you stay faithful, you will receive the greater glory and reward from God Almighty. Finally, Saint Polycarp was put to death by the cruel Roman authorities. He was condemned to be burned at stake, but the fire did not hurt him, so he was stabbed to the heart, and so his holy body was burned. And the writers of his holy acts write that we took up the bones more precious than the richest jewels or gold and deposited them in a fitting place, at which may God grant us to assemble with joy to celebrate the birthday of the martyr to his life in heaven. So in one sentence, we see already in the second century that the true Christians, true Catholics, they honored God's saints and asked the great protection and intercession from them. And not only they honored the saints, but they honored the relics as well. As they wrote, we took up the bones more precious than the richest jewels or gold. So dear faithful, in the times of confusion, in the times of ecumenism, in the times of all these bad things in the world, Saint Polycarp is the one who is presented to us as a great Catholic saint, the one who either with his life or with his words recognizes and presents us so clearly our holy Catholic doctrines there already in the early church in the second century. So we Catholics living now in this century, if we love Jesus Christ, we will love the church as well. And if we love our neighbor, if we love our fellow man, there's also something which we should hate, namely heresy, in the mixing of man's doctrine to God's doctrine. It has resulted in a tremendous evil things in the world. We can never be cool or ignorant or not caring about the holy Catholic faith, because both for ourselves and to our neighbor, that is the thing which guarantees us eternal happiness, no matter what this world might offer to us, pleasures, riches, fame, or fortune. All of that will disappear at one point, at your death at the latest, and it is only the reward in heaven or punishment in hell which will remain forever. If we stay faithful to our holy Catholic faith on this earth, like saints and Saint Polycarp did, then we will also be rewarded greatly, and we should stay far, far away of anything which might hinder our salvation or that of our neighbor, either mortal sin or something even more dangerous, namely heresy, which comes into us often disguised as good, but which is very evil. Stay faithful in prayer and in the faith, and God will reward you also with such glorious crown as he has rewarded all the saints. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.